Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Does your dog Winslow give you a look when he's like, I gotta go?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And his new,
and so does Carrie. See,
since he came back. Dancers. No, you don't keep the rhythm of the song Dancers with the teleprompter.
What if the dancers stopped and looked and just said, all I want for 5, 6, 7, 8.
Like, what happens when you get out of your routine?
Things break down, Oscar.
Thank you. Thank
Things
you.
Break that, down. That's
a, thank you very give, much. Thank you very
giving
much.
Giving him what
thank
he
you.
Wants.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't really know, yeah. but I. And it's what.
Yeah. All because he had to walk the dog today.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
The TMOS fruitcake has returned, but only for a limited time. Order yours today at MikeOMaraShow.com. The same great taste you remember at the same price as last Christmas. Get yours while you still can. Delicious, festive, and every purchase supports TMOS. It's fruitcake time, but only if you order right now. MikeOMaraShow.com. This is a limited time offer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The please. Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
From Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you're listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're glad to have you along. Welcome to the party. Great places. Orchard Beach, Maine. Round Rock, Texas. Perth. Love that name. Perth.
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 It's like, what happened? Well, did you arrest him? Yeah. Well, what was his crime? He was a Perth snatcher.
Or she gave Perth.
Oh, to a lovely baby boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perth of a nation.
Very good.
Happy birthday.
West Yorkshire, England.
Too far.
Manama, Bahrain, and Schleswig, Holstein, Germany. Is that where they have the cows, Holsteins?
I believe they might have come from there, yes.
Welcome to the show. Sad. So sad today.
Sad.
So, so sad.
Sad,
right?
Sad Tuesday?
I no longer make arrangements to play a full week's schedule of my favorite sport. And yesterday, unfortunately, was the last day for the foreseeable future that I will be participating due to my chronic back issue.
Mm.
And so, you know, it was a long day, and got in trouble because I lingered afterwards because I was feeling sorry for myself. So I wasn't home on time. And it was just the long and short of it is I have gone chiropractic. I have gone stretch therapy. I have gone injection therapy. I've done it all, and now it's back to I will be consulting with Dr. Knife, Knives Out.
Oh dear!
In the a week from tomorrow, I will be doing that. So, and until then, I'm not going to be playing because it's just too painful. And had this overwhelming sense yesterday as I'm playing with my mates of, man, I'd be kicking their asses today if I didn't have a bad back.
Yeah.
So that's
that's something anyway.
Me.
Well, that's something. You're seeing it's a positive attitude, sort of.
Ice afterwards, ice it. It resolves, but the same thing happens every time. So what I love, a pillar of my life, one of the pillars, this show, family, golf.
Yes.
That's the pillars. Those are my three pillars. And, you know, and I don't know what I'll ever do without all the pillars. But sometimes, you know, you got to get realistic about it.
Now is the time when you would look to becoming a commentator.
Of on golf?
Yeah, but you could be a commentator at your home course. We just set up a small PA.
No, we just retrofit one of those carts with a board. And you could
drive around.
Yeah.
We couldn't block
like a soundboard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also a leaderboard.
Yeah, leaderboard.
No, of all the three, if you were asking me what's the pillar you could deal without, the golf would be numero uno.
You actually have to pay to be part of that one pillar.
Yeah, I could actually put some dollars on the other side.
Yeah.
A lot of dollars on the other side if I did. But I don't want to yet. I don't want to. I
mean, you don't
want
to give up. No.
Don't give up yet. What about pickleball?
Oh, America loves pickleball.
Worse.
Oh.
Oh.
I my failing body would not do well with pickleball. I see an injury. But anywho, you know, it's okay. And then I'll get all my bitching out at the very beginning. That's not true. I'll bitch later in the show as well.
And later in the week.
And tire sensors suck because I hop in the car to take my kid to school and I'd had a warning light and I'd filled the tire periodically. And then I noticed the left rear was losing a little more air than it should. And then this morning, nine was
pounds,
my number.
9 PSI.
9 pounds. 9 pounds is when you get out and you look, yep, that's flat.
Yeah.
And that means I'm going to have to go back, as I told Rob before you got here, Oscar, is I'm going to have to go back to the horrible service place today. But because, I mean, I want them to take care of it because it's a leased car.
Yeah.
So, well, that's, you know, that's not important. That I'll
you still
not
have to pay
for
the tire.
I'll pay for the tire, but I got all the other stuff, you know, blah, blah.
It might be repairable if it's a slow leak.
I've never had a great experience. In my years, I've repaired, I would say,
plugged,
seven
Mike.
Tires.
Get that plugged.
Because I was cheap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they blow out.
Well, they do wear out. Yeah, but how many miles are on this tire?
I don't know.
It shouldn't be that many. I mean, you should get 50,000, 60,000 miles on a tire.
Is it sidewall damage?
I haven't
That's
even
where you get burned.
Sloppy driving.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm a happening guy, okay? I'm a happening guy. There's stuff going in my life all the time.
Yes.
I don't have time to look at a tire. I'm just going.
You're on to your next adventure. Yeah.
7:15, wheels up. We're out, you know? Yeah. Or in this case, wheels flat. We are, you know, in there and and, you know, maybe it's the tire. Maybe it's the fact that I had to take my wife's car. And the exchange, if you were recording it in my home, would have been like this. Well, what do you expect me to do? And from the bedroom, deal with your shit.
Wow. You know, they're not advertisers, but Goodyear now comes to your house.
Really?
And they just boop. Gives you
the warning thing said call roadside assistance. That's probably free, isn't it?
It might
AAA.
Be
AAA.
Yeah.
Do you have AAA?
I have roadside assistance with the leased car.
Give them a call.
Yeah, it couldn't hurt.
Mike,
there used to be a sign that was outside our studios in Glover Park, and it was a no parking sign, but someone wrote in a thick black marker on it, do your do your S. And I always thought that's a good motto. Yeah. And so that's really, your wife is just parroting what was on that sign.
Yeah, she's always legit. I mean, that's the one thing I accept. I told her, how did I put it?
Do your S.
We were speaking momentarily, just a few moments ago. I said, you know, you keep me between the lines.
Yeah.
I said, you know, if you weren't around, I'd be veering out of the lane. I'd do it. I would. It's just my nature. Even at my advanced age, I'd be veering out of the lane.
Easy to veer out of the lane if you only have 9 pounds of tire pressure.
I agree. You'd be dead if she wasn't around.
I think, and you're an Oscar. And then she laughed at when I said, Oscar said, did she catch you before the turn?
Now, that is very true.
I know myself.
I don't think you'd be dead without her, but I think you'd be in a different place. No, he wouldn't be dead.
Yeah.
I remember back in the days when I was pursuing the acquisition with another guy of a watering hole.
Yeah.
Bumping, going to a few different locations where my little DJ band used to play.
Sure.
And meeting a guy that was probably maybe a little older than I am right now. And he was kind of a lifer, bar owner guy.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, man. Those were some hard miles on this dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is. You know that crappy movie you recommended? Remember when the phone rings in the bar and all those guys are like scrambling for for a cover?
Yeah.
You know, that's dudes, right?
Yeah.
You need a judge, a jury, an executioner in your life. I think you do.
Yeah.
I think we all have women that probably at one time or another give us the talk of keeping us straight. Yeah. And I'm grateful for it because I know myself and I don't have other people, that are barometers.
Well, I can't wait to meet mine.
Women have always an agenda. Sometimes it's to keep you alive.
Until she doesn't listen to the show. Did you hear what he just said?
I did.
Do you know how would his wife feel if she heard him say
that? Well, she won't hear it because she's at home today.
No. Oh, this morning I told my wife, I said, Shannon, your efforts are not, like, they're not representative of our efforts, which means she's not working as hard as I am.
And that's very carefully worded, too.
Yes.
It's not. It's very, it's like sloppily worded. Your efforts are not commensurate with mine.
Is that, that's a better word. Sounds better.
It does.
Yeah,
it
does. The thing about Oscar, though, he'll take that and he'll file it. He'll know it. He's a quick study.
I'll use it later.
That's why, that's why academically he's, you know, he's lapped us.
I can be taught.
Yeah. Yes. It's a teachable moment.
But this seems to be an occasional theme. So she's home now?
My wife? My wife is, she's at PT at the moment. So I don't know if she
physical therapy.
I don't know if she lapped, went back home or came to work. Who knows? I'm hoping she's here.
Okay.
As there's work to do, Mike. There's work to do today.
Otherwise, so what? Santos has to fill in for her today.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that, was the dog walking part of the thing? Was that what caused?
This morning.
I know. We get texts from Oscar every morning about why he's not going to be here on time.
Well, I was here. The dog looked at me like, I'm going to crap my pants or this office if you don't take me out.
So Mike, he wears pants all the time. Dog. Yeah.
Does your dog Winslow give you a look when he's like, I gotta go?
Yes, he does.
Okay.
And so does Carrie.
Since he came back. Carrie.
I said go.
She looks at you.
Yeah.
Pointedly.
If it gets really bad, she starts panting. Eating grass. I said, go.
Does she also drool when she's in the car because she doesn't like
to ride? And she sneezes when she's nervous. Okay. Yawns. I read her like a book.
There you go. After Winslow came back from boot camp, Carla kept him on the food that he was eating at boot camp, and two things happened. His diet results in a better quality stool.
Yes, that's a big sales thing.
And I have to pick it up with my hand. And much more volume.
Well, it's probably a lot more fiber probably in the diet.
But it's great. They are gigantic.
So much better.
And no more odor than a hot biscuit.
I doubt that.
No, that's
it.
How is his behavior overall now that he's back?
Steadily slipping.
Yep. I expected as much.
Yeah, steadily slipping.
Needs reinforcement. Yeah, it needs reinforcement.
Yeah, but I'm not, you know.
You're not the reinforcer.
No, I'm not going to do it 24/7. You know, he's good when I walk him, but it's a long story. I'll let you know by Christmas how he's doing.
Okay.
That's it. So back to you and back to your wife.
Yes.
So you say that you need more. How did that go?
Well, we have an exercise every morning, and this is probably getting too into the weeds, where... Like when you run any business, Mike, and we actually do this with TMOS as well, but there are so many more moving parts with Podville that we look at the day together and we look at overall responsibilities that need to be done. And unless her alarm goes off at 6:15, around 6:30, I'm like, hi, Charlie. I just saw somebody through the glass. I apologize. I say, okay, let's look at the numbers. Let's look at the schedule for today.
All right.
Unless I do that, which I'm fine by, it's like there's no like, it's like almost dad forgot, right? If dad forgot, then so this morning when she's like, I gotta go to PT, I said, if you gotta go to PT at 8 a.m., then we have to start this process earlier in the day.
Mm.
And I said, I don't want to always be the one to say, let's do this. As we get ready for the day.
So her schedule with her physical therapy was interfering with the order of tasks for the day at Podville Media in Washington, D.C., where the Mike O'Mara Show is.
I like to set the table for the day. I'm not sure how you feel, Mike. I like to know what's going to happen. So we
I like
get
to
ahead
make sure that I'm wearing the best costume for the day.
I agree.
A little tribute to Grey Gardens. If you ever want to check out a wonderful film or the drama and the documentary.
And she
will you do after you get your car fixed? Will you do your dance with the American flags?
Fairness
my
to
black
me,
leggings, tights,
and my wife. It only happens when she has PT. Like she will somehow be like, "Oh, today's a day off from our usual routine."
Well, it's an outlier.
But Mike, what happens when you get out of your routine?
Things break down, Oscar.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Give him what he wants.
Of course.
I don't really know.
And
it's what?
Yeah. All because you had to walk the dog today. Right.
That's all it is.
That's it.
I swear to God, that's all it is. We have to just your performance like that. The poor woman's going to deal with her arm.
Yeah,
you know.
Otherwise,
her
it's gonna
shoulder.
Fall. It's gonna fall clean off.
Elbow. What did she injure? What was it?
Well, she had the wrist surgery.
That's right.
Remember the big gash.
The poor thing had surgery.
That's right.
She's rehabbing her poor wrist.
Yeah.
That was, you know, from years of yoga poses.
No.
Turning to dust.
We still don't know where that came from. And then she had a.
I think we know.
Well, no, I honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
When you, we won't go there.
No.
Oh, there's none of that, you jerks.
Yeah, Mike, you jerk.
No domestic abuse.
No, right? I wasn't saying that. None of that. If anything, it was.
Years and years of. Say uncle.
I don't know how else to say this. I'm sure there are people listening right now thinking I'm a monster, but it's not easy to work with and live with your wife. It's never always going to be perfect.
Look, I'm with you there.
Mm-hmm.
I am with you there. After the first of the year, I will be launching an enterprise with her, but I think we're going to, I'm going to go into the mode that has been successful for me forever.
What's that?
I'll put my name on it.
Got it.
Excellent.
Let her run like a pony. That's it.
Run and
I'll
dig.
I'll pick out some stuff, but that's it. I'm starting a store, if I didn't mention that.
Yes.
Yeah,
after the first of the year.
Of course.
Because I don't want to burden the guys any more than what they have, and I want to take all the money for myself. And and the thing is...
Mike, you got to survive.
Yeah, so if you need
every
eggs
little bit helps.
Or milk or bread, just check out Mike's store and he'll give you...
No, stop it.
Don't diminish
it. Stop. If you diminish this...
This was just a joke.
You bald-headed bastard. I will reach through this screen. This is going to be a store that is going to feature a number of limited sale items that you can wear. They're going to be wearables... and they're going to be faceables where you'll be able to use products that I use and it's going to be great. But I'm specifically I care about one thing more than any other, and that is the hats.
Yes.
I want great hats. So
we're going to talk about hats today.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The big hat. I don't want the big hat, the NFL big.
I don't
we'll
know,
talk
Mike.
About
you
that
might
later.
Want to get in the ground floor of the big hat.
I've heard about it. Well, I've heard a little bit. Back to Shannon.
Yes.
This woman, it's tough. What's the biggest challenge? Working and living together. So you're together all the time.
All the time.
I am with my wife constantly, but she does go to her place to do her job.
Yeah.
Mike, what
so
have I said?
So there's that separation.
What have I always said? And I have been married now for 26 years, many of them happy.
He loves to doubt that many of them happy.
The secret is to making a marriage last is time apart. That's
I agree
the
with
secret.
That. Right.
He's probably
my brother-in-law
right.
and my sister really honed and refined that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you add it up, they've been married over 40 years.
My dad leaves for half the year.
That's right.
And 20 Every of those year. They've been together.
Yeah.
That's you know, good. You know, even 20 years is a good marriage.
Well, they still travel together.
I think,
it's great.
Separate planes?
I've told my wife. I said, I can't treat you like my wife and an employee at the same time. You have to. You have
valid to a degree.
You have to separate your emotions when we discuss business and when we're talking about our lives together. Because otherwise it doesn't work.
And you also can't be a boss like in intimate moments.
What the hell are you? What is wrong with you
this
today?
Creep.
Some
what
people are into that, Rob.
Okay, Pony. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah. there's another chance to use I'm the captain now.
Matt, God. You will not call your mom tonight. We just got back home from the anime store.
I swear.
So does she call
I am in the Appalachian Valley.
Yes, I am in the Appalachian Valley.
I am sure you've had real discussions with
her
about that, and how do they go?
Years of, 4 years of working together. It's tough because...
You guys seem to do okay, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think... I think
trying to help him here.
I know.
You know?
He can't be helped.
We're, As a ball, how about this? We are better as an efficient team running a business than we are as a couple. We are stronger in that level right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you rather be, well, knowing you're heartless?
Yeah, this might be a question left unasked. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, ask it. This is real life.
Well, I think I know what you prioritize.
This ain't reality television.
You prioritize the business relationship over the personal
relationship. There could be no life without the business, right?
Hey, this Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Is why I love him.
I know.
It benefits me.
Yes.
To have this guy. I love it.
I know.
Because it's not, unlike other, it's not like he doesn't like life.
No, he
does.
But
he has his focus because it's two businesses. If it was just us, it might be a little shaky.
Mm.
But because it's the whole thing, I just think I reap the rewards of this.
I think you do.
I encourage this.
Yeah.
You are spot on. Mm-hmm. Let her know, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, outside the relationship, I think, needs a little nurturing once in a while.
We're planning for babies.
Okay, that's right. You're
swimmers.
Planning for babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
There can be no babies. Without a business to pay for them.
That's one hell of a carrot, isn't it? To dangle.
So, I know I didn't want to get on this subject, but any updates
great,
at all?
Great.
Everything going well?
I'm off the Nexium. Apparently that kills your swimmers. Thank you to a listener that wrote in for that. A lot of people have
Is
dealt
Nexium
with this.
A tummy thing for,
yeah, for
acid?
For the GERD, yes.
Okay.
So no more spicy food for your boy.
Okay.
I got to cut down on my junk food. Because that is not good for the Michael Phelps diet. I need Olympian swimmers.
What is the best diet for your swimmers? Protein,
no
I
drinking,
would imagine. No drinking.
No drinking. No weed, for that matter, if you smoke. Or like no drugs or alcohol, right? As best as possible.
Okay. All right.
No junk food. And so it's basically a clean diet.
Kind of is it paleo in any way?
Yes. Put a lot of protein.
I would think so. Okay.
Fish, veggies.
And then exercise, but not the bike, because that kills your swimmers when you're on.
Really?
Lots of pressure on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the electric bike's okay.
Yeah, the electric bike's fine, but if you're doing like cycling, like spin.
You did a spin class twice a day.
Yeah, that's going
to
kill them.
They'd be coming out going,
yeah, and then so I have to do that for
what about hot tubbing
roughly and nothing crazy like
hot
that
tubbing.
I have to do that for about a month, and then the new year I have to go pay another $200.
Are you still in that club?
Yes,
in Leesburg,
I am, as a matter of fact. Yeah, hot tubbers club, the clubbers we call ourselves, the tubbers. I'm sorry,
how many
the
of you got guys fitting in a tub at one time?
Well, I tell
You're
you
skinny.
What we
this is gonna be a promo. Yeah. I hear Twitch right now here. Rob Spiewak Hot Tubbers Club.
Join the Tubbers. And what's great is we've saved a lot of time. Now we can get 8 people in the tub, and we saved money because we fill the tub after we get in.
What does Rodney say in Back to School when he comes out of the hot tub? From,
marine biology.
Below? That's what I call marine biology. I have always found hot tubs that aren't my own to be super gross.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times
I wouldn't hop into one.
I know that there's a lot of times there's jets and stuff agitating the water, but it still looks cloudy.
Also, well, the last place I would ever wade, swim, what have you, would be a cruise ship hot tub.
Yes. Yeah.
I would think that I was going into some sort of Legionnaire's soup if I was going to do that.
I didn't do that when I went on the cruise. I did go in the pool. Did you know the pools are salt water? They fill the water with water from
the
ocean.
Well, we have those down here in Florida. So
but
I know,
so I was very surprised.
Well, it's right there outside the boat, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of it. Yeah.
There's plenty. It's free.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, it's fresh water. When they when they put the water in the cruise ship pool.
No, I saw Marlin
when they get
in our pool.
When the cruise is over, it's extremely salty.
It is.
So gross.
We don't have that problem at Clubbers, Mike.
I'm weighing if we have to freeze, if we got to get some embryos together and freeze those.
So you're on it, and so it's all pointing at you. She doesn't have to do anything.
I'm the weakest link. She can give me a pep talk.
Question for you. So after you get done doing this, or as you're doing this.
Yes, I'm in the depths.
The pursuit of a bambino, the pursuit of a baby is, at this stage, the old-fashioned way, right?
No, well, no, because...
Oh, it's going to be, you're going to get a little assistance with the delivery.
Well, I want to try the old-fashioned way because I want to save money. Let me be honest.
Okay, but and it's more fun.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Right.
But there's a lot of pressure when now we're in the depths of let's make a baby, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I get that too.
Like I'm hunting the Red October and we find nothing. There's nothing.
Well, if you're just hunting the Red October, you should wait a couple days.
Oh, that's gross.
It is, isn't it? Mike, I'm ashamed of that.
You are one
and,
of
today. Good so there's a lot of
today.
Ocean and no submarines at this moment. And
you need to take the pressure off.
Are there going to be periodic visits to the room, as it will now
yeah,
be
I
called?
Gotta go, I have to go room? Back in January.
The J room?
Yeah, I got to pay another $200 for...
But don't make a mistake, well, Oscar, and go into the Bloom room.
No, don't do that.
Oh, the Bloom room. The Bloom room is very scary. I think this is great. Nothing makes me happier, and I think that it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
I and I think like, you've got I a feel- support structure that's going to make babies
what,
in your life.
What support?
Good.
Everyone's just yelling at me.
No, when you go on vacations, you're going to go yes, be up with no. your brother
I talked
and
to him.
Your
you know what
sister-in-law.
He said, he goes, I had this, probably shouldn't say this, but you know, you tell me, I'll tell the world. Except for if you tell me not to say anything, but my brother never said that, so I'm going to say this now. If anybody tells me not to say anything, I don't say it.
That's
but
right.
But if you tell me in just regular conversation, know what I do for a living.
Mike, this is a good setup. See how quiet
it got? Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, whatever you do, freeze them, freeze the embryos and save your swimmers. Because he's my brother. We have the same DNA. He said that he wish he had done so when they went through the process of having a baby as well. Because as I get older, as us, the old Ceballoses, right?
When you want another one.
When we want another one, it's almost impossible. Get it done now. So I'm under the clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
we're
good.
Not like the
All
fighting right. O'Maras that can have babies until their
60s. That's right. You got to get to the room, Oscar.
I think that I was a father in my 50s.
Mm-hmm. No, you were double nickels.
I was 54, I believe.
Yeah, but still the born. Fact that you were like... You guys went in there, you stormed the beaches, and then you took care of business. I mean, that's impressive.
Well, you know,
Without,
I'm proud of
you
that.
You didn't have any help, right? It was just no. you doing clapping push-ups.
The old-fashioned way, yeah. It was the old-fashioned way.
No cheering section?
No, not other than the one in my own mind.
Oh, that's excellent. There you go.
Don't you feel like the Bloom Room is a place where you go in and they pull your foreskin and slap it?
What?
I think the Bloom Room is a combination of that music and for some reason it's on my mind. The Bloom Room would be like that music starting.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, we're ready to begin now, Mr. Bloom.
Oh, no. Oh.
I don't even want to talk about this.
Get ready for the slap.
It's creeping me out. I'm really, look, I think that everything's going to work out. But I like the fact that you put the emphasis on the biz.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it's a good
and
thing.
In a way, are you looking?
Somebody's got to, right? Somebody's got to.
Well, I don't mind it. I don't not enjoy it. It's just there's a lot of pressure.
Are you breeding? Are you breeding a child or a future worker? That's what I want to know.
Well, in the old days, as my mom mentioned to me, that you used to be able to have kids because she had 10 siblings. Well, nine siblings, 10 kids altogether. You would make them to work the farm. She grew up on a farm.
In the old days, let me make it clear, and this is a little, it's not gross, it's reality. Yeah. In the old days, you didn't have all these other outlets that are not stigmatized. What I'm talking about is visually, as time passed, we had other sources, as far as men are concerned, of visual stimulation everywhere. And now it's as easy as a computer, a laptop, a phone.
Which is dangerous. You're right.
The outlets are always there. Back in the day, when you're talking about moms and dads having 40 kids, you know, dad would come home and his movie channel is, you know, once the kids go to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the reality of it. The way I look at it,
his wife wore nylons that day.
Exactly.
That precisely. That's the way. And don't you believe that's probably 100%. A contributing factor?
Yes. 100%.
To multiple.
It's also expensive. It's expensive to date and wine dine your girl.
No, but my point about specific visual stimuli, which is how men work.
Yes.
We are stimulated by what we see.
If you want to have babies or a healthy relationship, you cannot watch pornography.
You can't.
No.
Because it's
only
just
on the weekends. Maybe only on the weekends.
When you think about procreation,
oh, maybe just Saturdays.
I've never done a sociological study on it, but you would think that all the outlets diminish.
No,
the
is,
overall.
This is actually this is fact. There's been enough. Yeah. There has been enough studies. And look, of all the people here, raise your hand if you've subscribed for high definition websites. I was all about the fidelity at first, Mike. You know I like quality.
When you hit me to the freebies.
Yeah.
Never felt the need.
Yeah.
Never felt the need now whatsoever.
Now Michael doesn't have a sibling.
He has two of them.
No, you don't want.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, no. That was a one and done. Okay?
I remember when you used to purchase them through DirecTV and I sat there and I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a different time, though.
Yeah.
It was last week.
Well, no, I mean, it wasn't Yellowstone.
No, it was just there. It was fantastic. We didn't have these because it was a financial issue.
Yeah, then Carl looked at the bill and was like,
oh, God. No, the bill was terrible. not good. But I also think that contributes to the overall decline of satisfaction in women's lives.
Yeah,
I would say that's absolutely true.
I remember this is before Shannon and before I grew up a little bit. I remember telling a girl one time, I said, you got to come in here with a circus animal and a funny hat if you're going to try and turn me on. I don't know what to tell you.
You think Pete Davidson, subscribes to Pornhub or anything like
no,
that?
No, he offers subscriptions.
Yeah, he's got his own
Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
right. I mean, he's a walking OnlyFans.
Yeah, he doesn't need to.
Yeah,
he doesn't. I mean, really. But I'm not going to say the old adage. But no matter how pretty, right?
Yes,
yeah. Okay. That I'm not going to go any further with that.
Look, we all have outkicked our coverage. I just want to have a baby, and I want to be able to pay for it.
It'll be a wonderful day.
Yes,
it will be. Happens.
Not the baby. It's life.
The happiest days are the days that babies arrive.
Look. They've enhanced your life.
Of course.
And they've enhanced my life. Yeah. I never felt it more than this past holiday. And it's what it's all about. I think it's my belief system is that that's kind of why we're all here.
Yeah.
And that's why we are on this earth and we have a good time. And if you don't have that in your life, I think there are people that are blissful. I'm fine with that. But there are also people that probably regret it. And I think you won't regret it.
Do you know what gets me? What really is like a high pressure situation is the way that I'm happy to help my parents. And if you're lucky enough to be close to your parents and be able to help them, that's great. I went back to Aldi last night to install like a railing or a hold bar for my mom to be able to get up. What is it? A safety bar, right?
Oh, a stripper pole?
Not a stripper pole. Thank you. My dad would love that. One of those.
He's got one over the bed.
Yeah. Well, the mirror, it's up
that's
there first,
painting.
So I got to get to the mirror.
The painting.
And I'm doing that. I said, if they didn't have kids, who would be doing this?
Yeah.
Who would be helping them?
Yeah, I mean, I look forward to the day that Michael's kind of helping me out. Yeah. It's going to coincide, with my no longer being able to do certain things. Will be when he's the age that he's, being able to assist. And that, of course, is the age of 10. Next year. That's what
Dad, I can't help. I've got JV football practice.
Please just help me get off this toilet that Oscar flew down and installed.
I've been here for two days.
I can't get out. All right, we got the homepage coming up. Then later, I really would like to dive into the sport that is new to me, that I'm new to, but it's the most popular in the world, soccer. We'll do that later in the show. Thank you very much.
F*** you all. I swear to God.
Put your f***ing hours and your f***ing menu up on your f***ing website. It's not a f***ing honey cruller.
Shut up!
F***ing menus. F*** you and your families, too.
Don't get happy on your menu.
Prime Directive, you can get happy with the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Don't get happy.
All right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. My finger slipped. From the first moment we saw a pair of Rothy's, we said, wow, those are cool-looking shoes. Then we tried them on. Immediate comfort. There's the new loafer that Rob's
the
got.
The driving loafer. I love
driving
it.
Driving loafer. Cool shoes. There's the sneaker Oscar's showing you. Immediate comfort. When we found out that they're made with 100% recycled materials, we were sold. Mm-hmm. So listen up. Rothy's first ever Black Friday archive event is happening now through November 30th with deep discounts on items that rarely get marked down.
Yes.
Save big on shoes and bags, including the driving loafer like
love
Rob
it.
Showed you.
Yes.
Sneakers like Oscar showed you. We got boots too and more. Whether you are shopping for yourself or someone you love.
Love.
This Black Friday sale can't be missed, but shop quick. These styles won't last long. If you're looking for a great gift this holiday, Rothy's has you covered with shoes and bags for both men and women. Rothy's stuff is made to last. Plus, all their products are machine washable, which means they will be looking great through the new year and well beyond. Your sneakers will sparkle just like the new fallen snow.
Pretty.
For stylish shoes and bags for everyone, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS and head to the first ever Black Friday archive event now through November 30th. That's Rothys, Rothy's.com/TMOS. We love them and you're going to love them too, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. We start today with the Queen of Christmas, or the lady that tried to trademark.
Oh, yes.
Queen of Christmas. This is funny. I had to lead with this one because I just loved it. And I looked at the video. If you consider yourself the Queen of Christmas to the point where you believe you should actually own that title legally, then you should be able to remember the lyrics to your most famous Christmas song.
Mm.
But Mariah Carey may have cheated when she sang All I Want for Christmas Is You at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It was the closing number, Mike.
Someone who was there in person posted a TikTok where you can clearly see a giant screen with the lyrics scrolling as she sang.
For a lip sync?
I use a teleprompter in our studio down here in Florida. I know from which I speak when it comes to this technology. Listen to the spin and do not believe it because it's not true.
Okay.
A spokesman for Macy's said the screen was there so the audience could sing along.
Don't all of these artists have these little teleprompters that are down by the floor?
I think they do.
Right?
I think they absolutely do. However, you know, if you get caught, you know, the Queen of Christmas.
This is like Feliz Cumpleaños.
It was never shown. Might have been for the audience, but it wasn't shown during the broadcast. So the argument can be made that they were hiding it, which I think is what happened. I think what Oscar said is more true. If they'd come out and said that, I would have found it more plausible than, hey, we want, you can just these spin doctors that lie. We wanted the audience to sing along on their little.
It's a horrifying thought because it was so obviously a lip sync for one thing. And she looked ill at ease and shivering when she was doing it. And she was holding an umbrella.
It.
Yes, of course. I watch it every year.
Some people on Twitter claim the screen was a failsafe in case Mariah's in-ear monitor popped out. I don't buy that either.
I don't buy that either because it's a lip sync. I mean,
or it could have been the dancers. No, you don't keep the rhythm of the song dancers with the teleprompter.
What if the dancers stopped and looked and just said, all I want for 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's funny. Yeah. It means nothing,
also,
but it's great. I love it.
She's become a parody of herself. And why does this happen as celebrities get older?
It's not her with getting older because she's been doing this kind of
forever,
and she has generated this kind of garbage online because of her behavior.
Yeah, it's behavior.
That's what it's very all true. About. But at the same time, it's iconic and fine, you know. But really, You know, the whole lip sync. How many times? Of all the times that song, I didn't want to dwell on it.
Okay.
But of all the times that song has been sung to a national audience, how many times do you think it's really been done? Probably, what, less than 50%?
Oh, my God. Right? You can probably count 25%. On one hand. Because
exactly.
The thing is that it's not just a good song, which it is. We're all tired of it, but it's a good song. It's an engineering marvel.
I'm not tired of it.
The way it sounds.
I still love it.
I'm not either.
I still love it.
I'll listen to it every year. I have it in the jukebox. It's a great song, but it's not something that you can just go out and sing because it is an engineering song.
Well, you know, I don't know about that.
Oh, God.
I'm not lip-syncing this record. I don't have a prompter in space. I'm singing songs to you this Christmas, making them up as I go along. I just want to get my tire fixed the way it should be done. I will call roadside assistance. They will get that tough work done. I want a brand new tire today. I want to say that I am gay. That's what rhymes with me. All I want right now is to pee. Thank you. Four days left to buy fruitcakes. Jay Leno, and then now everything's not a conspiracy, but I want to ask you gentlemen this question. You think this was the writer's room? Jay Leno was back on stage Sunday night, 2 weeks after he suffered third-degree burns while working on one of his classic cars. Jay did an hour of stand-up at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, famous comedy
club.
That's
his home club. That's where he goes all the time.
He performs regularly. He's been doing it since 78. Reporters caught him on his way into the club, and of course, he had jokes. Jay had jokes. So he's walking in, and he sees the paparazzi outside. He says, we've got two...
What?
This is so bad. We've got two we've got two shows tonight. Regular and extra crispy.
It's not funny.
Then he added, this is right out of the writer's room.
Yeah.
I never thought of myself as a roast comic. Thank you, Jay. Keep making him laugh, Jay. Keep making him laugh.
I saw the picture when he got out of the hospital. If it was a third-degree burn to his face, they did miraculous work. Because, I mean, he looks exactly the same, which isn't great.
He looked like he was sunburned and he was peeling when I saw him.
Yeah, but I mean, they did a great job. If it was indeed a third-degree burn.
It looked like he was burned.
Yeah, it looked like he was burned.
Yeah.
Not third degree. I think third degree is like,
well, you see,
you
bone,
need bandages, right?
Yeah.
They said they did skin grafts on him.
Wow.
No, I'm not sure.
They got the skin from Jimmy Kimmel.
I never, you know, hey, regular and extra crispy. Come on into the show.
Are you a roast comic?
I never thought of myself as a roast comic.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, Jay. With his new movie, Emancipation, Will Smith could find himself in contention for his second consecutive Best Actor Oscar.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What critics are saying. But after what he did at the last ceremony, there's a good chance a lot of people aren't going to even want to see the movie. Will gets it. He said, quote, this is where he tries, but he can't.
Right.
He tries to be a human, but he can't. Listen to this. This is the quote. He says, I completely understand that. If someone is not ready, I would absolutely respect that and allow them their space to not be ready. Well, isn't that nice, Will? Thank you. That's already thinking you're on high, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then here's the worst part. He says the people on this team have done some of the best work of their entire careers. And my deepest hope is that my actions don't penalize my team. But when you say it's the best work of their careers, what you're really saying is you think it's the best work of your career.
You know what he's doing? He's doing an Alec Baldwin. He's trying to control the narrative, and he can't do it. You're not allowed to do it.
Stop being an a-hole, Will.
Yeah. Maybe don't talk at all. How
How about you just let the work speak now, and don't come out and do interviews. Just say I'm not doing press because of the way, you know.
Can you imagine if you finance this film and you're like, this guy?
Yeah.
This guy. It's the question that's vexed many a traveler. When is the best time to book flights for the holidays? We always have these on the show.
Of course.
Because I think they're important. One way to ensure that you get the best flight deals is to use the airfare alerts for the route you're looking to. According to the points guy, senior global features editor, the guy is a girl, Melanie Lieberman. These alerts notify you when flights for your trip drop. Plus, they can provide perspective on pricing for that particular route.
Do you use one?
Get that?
Carrie uses this.
I should.
Carrie does.
I should. The rule of thumb is to book as soon as possible for the holidays. Lieberman noted that booking at least 21 days in advance of your departure can generally help you avoid the highest prices. While booking for the holiday, something to consider is booking your flight for the holiday itself. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Flew on a lot of Christmas Eves because of the ticket prices. They're often lower for those flights. And traveling on those dates can make for a less crowded and more leisurely travel experience. I've done both.
Smart.
And I agree. Lieberman cautions against waiting until the last minute. Duh. That would be the most expensive if you wait till the week before or something like that. Don't do that.
Yeah, Leno always waits to the last minute to get his flight.
I never really thought of myself as a roast comic.
Oh, Jay.
Come on into the comedy Magic Laugh Factory. Ha ha.
Yeah. Americans should expect Christmas trees, Rob Spiewak, to cost more this year.
They cost more every year.
Don't they do this? Don't we have this story every single season?
That's true.
You might want to buy your spruces early. Everybody. Inflation hit 7.7% in October. Christmas tree growers weren't spared. With gasoline, diesel, and fertilizer prices soaring, more than a third of Christmas tree growers said their costs have grown by at least 16%.
Yeah.
Here's the spokesman for the Christmas tree grower.
300%.
Tommy Flanagan, international Christmas spokesman.
The real Christmas tree board.
These trees are rare.
Hold it. What's the?
It's called a survey by the Real Christmas Tree Board.
That's a good firm. Good outfit.
Like a Twitter name.
Buyers can expect to see those costs go up too. 70%. Of wholesale tree growers said they plan to increase their prices by between 5% and 15%.
I came from a family of tree sellers. My family sold trees back in the 20s and 30s, and I'll tell you this: the markup on Christmas trees is insanity. Yes, of course it is.
So if you pay, what do you pay now? $80 for a big tree, right? Something like that.
$80 for maybe an 8-footer.
Probably
$80 for an 8-footer
for like a big tree.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that
how much that tree cost to make to grow and fertilize and do all that?
Well,
right?
We would get when we buy trees wholesale. I think we're getting them for like $15 and selling them for $50. That sound about right?
You got to buy
in bulk and you got to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But know this. They'll sell the tree for as much as they can get for it.
Yeah.
That's exactly where you're at on that.
Okay.
And there was a huge deal in our family to sell trees. And like 15 years ago, I just said, I can't even pay this anymore. And I bought a fake tree.
Mm.
You can't do it.
Yep.
I don't see many Christmas tree stands anymore.
Not as many. I think you're right. Not as many as there used to be in the city.
Yeah, you get out to the burbs. Mm-hmm. A lot of them out there, Mike.
I have the same one I've had for years. The white tree made of plastic.
Yes, of course.
That I keep up all year round, just like at McMahon. Now a little something, something, yes. And it's a three joke kicker.
Oh, I love these.
The Tulsa Police Department arrested a man Saturday night after they say a family game of Monopoly turned violent. When police arrived, they immediately took John Armstrong into custody. Investigators learned that the family had been drinking alcohol and playing Monopoly when a fight broke out between Armstrong and his stepfather. After knocking over the game board and turning over furniture, they were told to take the fight. They were told to take the fight outside. Armstrong pulled out a gun after getting cut in the head during the fight. And then he chased his stepfather and stepsister down the street, pointing the gun at them.
Oh, no.
And he told police that he fired one shot at the ground. Officers did not find the gun, saying they believe that he hid it in the house before surrendering. Unfortunately, all the houses on the street were the same small size and a dark green color.
I want to tell you.
Police refused to accept the business card he gave them, which allowed him to get out of jail without paying a fine. He then tried to drive away in a silver race car while wearing a silver top hat with a silver dog in the back seat.
Thank you. I want to tell you. Wildly, those kind of flowed like wine this morning. 6:30. We got to get out of here. We'll come back.
All the houses look the same.
Yeah. All the houses, they're dark green. Couldn't make it to that red hotel. We'll be right back every lobby.
Power 95. Twitch patrol lines are open. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is this Jim Amato?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Rick Scofield?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
No.
Are you Linda Herr?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to get tickets to the Mike O'Mara Live Show in New Orleans on April 15th at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues.
Because of you, I'll be in New Orleans.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. KiwiCo knows a thing or two about delivering fun for all ages, and they are here to help give awesome. With a KiwiCo subscription, you're giving so much more than a toy. You're giving a season of discovery and experiences delivered right to your door. Mm-hmm. Each box is kid-approved by a crew of kid testers to ensure that they're age-appropriate and seriously fun. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity by giving them the tools to learn new skills and make new connections to the world around them. Each box features new projects every single month, like discovering the science of magic, engineering a domino machine, the amazing coin-eating robot. And more. Hi, Tom. You won't believe what they can accomplish with KiwiCo, and the best part, watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. Michael loves KiwiCo, has for a long, long time, has for years. I love watching them see the stuff, too, and do new things. Give awesome this holiday season with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line free at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's your first month free at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Okay, I've been looking forward to talking to Oscar about this for a long time, because over the weekend, I just feel that the way it's been marketed and the way they're showing it in high def and 4K has generated even more heat than the World Cup normally gets. I feel like a lot more people are tracking. Certainly younger people are tracking with that sport more than in my generation. And after I got through a really crappy game of the United States versus Wales, I watched a couple other ones, and I'm really digging on it. I think it was Germany that got upset. I forgot the team that did it.
Japan.
But I'm watching these. Japan. Japan upset Germany. And
old friends, those countries.
I said, yes, come on in and watch the game between the Axis nations. it was fun.
True story.
But I'm into the whole thing, because you never really, just like American football, you're never quite sure what's going to happen on any given day. And upsets can happen. Well, you've been loving it for years and years.
It's in our DNA. When the World Cup was here, I think in 94, and my father traveled around the country with my brother. They didn't take me, but they traveled around the country. And
did they send a postcard or anything?
To go to different games.
Wow. So when they did the World Cup in the United States, were they multiple cities across the nation that did it?
Yeah, it was in New York, Chicago,
Columbus, Ohio,
LA. But Herndon. I just remember there was. For the 2 weeks, my brother and my father were like flying out,
right?
And I would wave for them.
Bye.
Oh, and how old were you when that happened?
I was old enough to go, but I'm sure I was annoying. So
I'm sorry.
We won't take him. He whines a lot.
Very sad.
But it's an event. It happens every 4 years. It's a massive event, and especially in Latin households, but around the world. And what I'm starting to realize, even my wife, who gets basically dragged into this.
Right.
So she pretends to care. finally said the other day, she said, so what teams do these people play for outside of, outside? And she cares about Ronaldo and, you know, all the stars.
Messi.
And, yeah, all the good looking guys. Right. And
Engelbert.
Yeah. They say.
He's the best.
They say, I said, I don't think you understand. This is like all these players play across, around the world on all, in all the best leagues. And
multiple teams?
Multiple different teams. And okay. They come back to their home country to represent their country, like the Olympics.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, very much like the Olympics.
Okay, well, I wanted to know that. Yes. So we're not dealing with...
These aren't amateurs. These are pure professionals.
So you're not dealing with... But if you've got Messi...
Yes.
He's from Portugal.
No, Messi plays for Argentina.
Argentina. But yes. That's his home country.
Yes,
mm-hmm. And that's why it's so special.
Yes,
because no matter what they're getting paid by Manchester United,
that doesn't matter. Barcelona,
they will go back to their home countries, yeah. and there's another guy,
PSG. Mbappe,
is it Mbappe?
Mbappe. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's just about as good as it gets.
He's an a-hole, but he's great.
At risk of being naive.
I thought Ronaldo was the a-hole.
They're all...
I think a lot of them must be a-holes.
I think if you're great, people hate on you.
Yeah. Are they all Jamie Stark? Are they all that?
Yes.
Jamie Stark?
Yeah.
Tart.
Yeah.
Jamie Tart.
Yeah. Oh, from...
Game of Thrones.
Not Game of Thrones, the soccer show with Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Ted Lasso. Thank you, Mike. I don't know why I beeped on that. But maybe I'm naive. Do they have to play for their home country, or could they play?
If they became citizens of other countries.
So they have to become a citizen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
They have to live there and have their
homes there. You have to naturalize to play for another nation.
Okay.
So, All right, so now you go back. You're representing your country.
Okay. All right. And so
That's an interesting wrinkle I didn't know about.
I didn't know it either. Don't have to be born there, but if you live there, if that's where you reside, if you're a citizen of that country, that's why you will have multi-ethnic teams.
Yes, correct.
That'll be... Okay, so that adds a little... flavor to it right there.
Yeah. So they
get paid like insane, right? The highest paid athletes in the world.
For the World Cup, no. Like the
no,
World
Cup, it's an amateur it, thing. It,
no, the World Cup, there is compensation, but you don't play in the World Cup for the dollars. You play for the glory.
And it's also, and for the profile.
The profile, yeah.
So right? They can be professionals, they can be paid athletes, but then they can still go back and play in the World
Correct.
Cup.
Correct.
Okay.
Think about it this way. Think about if the NFL was a global game, like the American football was a global game.
Okay.
Right.
And then every 4 years, all the leagues around the world that played American football went back to their home. They had their best players went back to their home nations and represented their nation, became a team, and then it's the world.
All right. Let me ask another question. This show's got a long tail.
Yes.
So, but I'm going to be today as we're taping this. Mm-hmm. It is Tuesday. It is the 29th of November, 2022.
Yes.
And the United States at 2 p.m. Eastern time will be playing Iran.
Yes.
For to get out to of
next
the
group, next level.
Right.
The next level. Yeah.
Really, I know nothing about whose team is better. What I do know, though, Iran, United States, mortal enemies, kind of. You know what I mean? Well, they've been on us. We've been on them.
There's a past. Yeah.
Political. How good are the Iranians, and how good is the United States? And is this going to be a mismatch? Is this going to be evenly matched? Or is Iran perhaps a dominating team? I'm curious because I plan on not only I'm picking my kid up at 2:45. I will be recording this, bringing my kid back home. We're going to watch the game from start to finish. How good is Iran?
Okay, so Group B has England, Iran, the U.S., and Wales, right?
Okay.
Right now, within the standings, the U.S. has two draws. So they tied twice. They tied Wales and they tied
England.
So Iran has one win.
Uh-oh.
And one loss.
Ah, so they're both even now.
So technically, you know, points-wise, Iran is up by 1 point. So the U.S. has two for the two draws, 1 point per draw.
Okay.
Iran has one win, which gives them 3 points, and one loss, which gives them 0 points. So it's 3-2. The U.S. has to win this game or draw to Tyron, or but technically you want them to win to get to the next
round. A tie gets them to the next round.
Maybe. You just don't know. You don't know.
A win definitely gets them to the next round.
Now, when the original
wait, I want to finish my question. How good is Iran?
Iran is much better than what people thought. Yes. And
I will really be pissed if we tie or lose to Iran.
Correct.
That's the way it is.
And look, I think what's made this World Cup really fascinating is that the world beaters, Brazil, Argentina, Germany, like these are powerhouse clubs.
Nations.
They're getting their asses kicked.
They're getting the challenges that are coming from out of the effing blue by these other nation states.
Making it a really interesting World Cup.
Making it interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, man, I just hope they're scoring.
Now, there is a sidebar here. They're not just playing for the glory. Just
okay,
briefly.
Go ahead.
Budweiser, who last minute got the old curve for alcohol in the stands.
Right.
Apparently, they're hawking Budweiser Zero. We'll see how that works out. What I think is fascinating, they've turned a negative, which they're going to hopefully get the $75 million credit that they paid to have Budweiser at the World Cup, and now they can't serve it in the stadiums. Is that they are offering the World Cup champion all the beer they were going to sell inside the stadium. So not only will you get the glory.
What are they doing with it?
They're going to give the team who wins the World Cup all of the beer that they were supposed to sell in the stadiums.
They don't need that. What are they going to do with it?
Take it on the plane? For life?
Yeah, that's definitely a checked item. If they have to do 75 million.
They're drinking like fine wines, you know?
When they do the initial bracket setups, is it all random or is there a ranking system involved?
It's all random. There are multiple groups. I guess the brackets are groups, right?
Oh, right, that's what I mean.
And just some of the goals. Mike, I think you see the athleticism in the goals when the goals actually happen.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Like
it's fun.
Like you're shocked. You're like, I can't believe that just happened. Or the saves like in hockey, are fun.
The saves are amazing, some of them. The guy that I've watched in this World Cup for Argentina, which is Messi, right?
Yeah,
that's
his name,
Messi?
Yeah.
Messi, look at the mess you made. Look at that mess you made. That guy is amazing
to
prolific.
Watch. Yeah.
That guy is, and you see
why.
He's
a little old guy, too. He's not that tall.
But it's the foot.
It's the foot
that he's got, you know? Mm-hmm. And they'd be able to sell beer if, God rest his soul, Harry Carey was calling those games.
That would be a good fit.
Now Messi over to Mbappe. And now here comes Ronaldo. It might be. It could be. It is a corner kick. How about a corner? Kick.
If you're looking to root outside of the U.S., go Team USA. Portugal, Brazil, we've got, these are all two wins, right? With the most points within their brackets. France, you know, with Mbappe. Those are the leaders.
That's fantastic. It's a free kick for the Iranian team.
Harry.
This is amazing right now.
Harry, how do you feel about Messi?
Messi, I just hope that there aren't another 9 extra minutes that the referee can keep on his pocket watch.
To stack
What's
on your...
the deal with that? Come on.
You're not buying it, Harry?
Not buying it.
Harry, to stack the deck, the Iranian team, they've gone out of the way to actually protest to FIFA that the U.S. is politicizing their, the overall games, as the U.S. has come out and in support of the women in Iran, that they're supporting them. And even within their brackets that they put up, they took off like they altered the flag a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I sat here and I said, of all the things you're going to protest, you're going to bring attention to the fact that there's another nation state saying that they're supporting the women in your country.
That's why the U.S. team is bringing in a whole busload of pretty young 20-somethings with elevated skirts and pretty pink panties to show those barbarians.
to show those barbarians that come on. What are you dealing with? They
the support
have to cover
of women,
their heads.
Harry, yeah. With the support of women. You always supported Dutchie, didn't you?
Dutchie had an entire closet full of burkas that she was wearing out there when
barbarians.
Dutchie Carey, known Muslim activist. God rest Harry Carey. I'll be watching today. Yeah. You will be.
Go USA.
It's exciting. Are you going to go somewhere to watch it?
Nah,
maybe?
At work.
You got to slay the dragon. God love you. We'll be right back.
Order.
Had a great drive to school with my kid who was talking about Harvard. Said he wants to be a lawyer. Dad, I think I want to be a lawyer. I said, why is that? He said, because I like to argue.
He could be, you know what? Kid lawyer.
Your Honor, I object.
I'll allow it.
Have you been hurt on a podcast? It's no time to play grab ass, fella. It's time to get tough and call the law offices of Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
So an Irishman walks into a pub.
O'Mara is on the case, and you'll get the money you deserve. The Mike O'Mara bonus show is so funny, it should be illegal. Get a bonus show subscription today through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
Oh, yeah, it's driving me nuts.
He knows all about the birds and the bees, but it's his opponents in the courtroom who are really
you can't handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Right about now, seasonal excitement or dread is really starting to settle in, especially for small businesses. It's not too late to get your holiday mailing and shipping under control with Stamps.com. Sign up now and you'll be printing your own postage in minutes. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. You can get access to USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer. No lines, no traffic, no hassle, and even save money with major discounts on USPS and UPS shipping rates up to, listen to this, 86% off. All you need is a computer and printer, and if you need package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. I'm not saying that. Don't put that in the copy anymore. This holiday season, trade your late nights for silent nights and get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code TMOS. What's funny about the promo that we had going into that, talking about Michael wanting to go to Harvard.
Yeah.
We're sitting around, my daughter, I forgot to say this on the show yesterday. We're sitting around Thanksgiving, and I'm talking about Michael wanting to go to Harvard. And right. I said, and he loves math. And, you know, I think if he puts his mind to it, I think he might actually get there. And Elizabeth looks up and says, third time's the charm, huh, Dad? Anyway, that was, it was funny. She's a funny girl. She is. That's very cool. You were going to say something,
yeah,
Bob. I'm sorry.
While we mentioned stamps, you know, there's only 4 days left.
4 days.
To order a fruitcake.
Thank
and
you,
I just want to mention that, you know, always, our fruitcakes have always gotten there safely and on time and efficiently, thanks to Stamps.com. Yeah, that's what we use exclusively.
4 days. Four days.
We don't burden you with this. We don't, but it is our fundraiser, folks. Order. And if you want to get one
today,
really, if you've never wrapped your tonsils around TMOS fruitcake, they are so good. Rob has taken his little family recipe that he's been using for years. He goes into our Keebler Elf kitchen.
We're lucky to have him to bake this coming year.
That's true.
That's right. We wouldn't have had fruitcakes if he'd bought the farm.
Oh, Twitch would have stepped in. He has a copy of the dog-eared recipe.
It been the
wouldn't
same.
Have done it. Wouldn't have kept it going. So you get into your Keebler Elf kitchen this weekend.
Yes.
Right?
As a matter of fact, all ingredients are arriving now. They're fresh ingredients, thanks to Nuts.com. I will give them a nod because they are the best. And hopefully we will have them in the mail next week.
He wouldn't let me skimp on
black walnuts.
Yeah.
Black walnuts
this year?
And I can't wait to get mine. It's so yummy. It's consistent. We held the price this year.
Yeah. We did.
So that's a good thing as well. Unlike some of these, Cyber Monday deals.
Yes.
I hopped online a lot. First of all, I'll let you know a lot more about this than I do.
I did some digging.
I'll give you my take on the general, if you're just surfing for, say,
deals.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Did you get any emails yesterday?
The whole thing seems to be the same crap every year that they hawk. Like, it's always a Roomba. It's always a Roomba. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
The little robot, vacuum they have. But you did a deep dive on Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Look, if there, I should give you this caveat. There is true market dynamics where the supply chain issue we had last year led a lot of manufacturers to over order okay. for this year because nobody saw this economic downturn.
Okay.
Coming, right?
Yeah.
So they, like, we need as
so
much supply as possible.
We're still feeling it 13 months later.
We're not feeling supply chain. We have glut now.
Okay.
Because it doesn't take you 3 months to get your goods from China now. You're getting it in pre-pandemic timing almost. Now.
Right. So even though they're burning cars in the street and locking down China, it's still not it's not affecting us like it did.
Yeah, I'm going to cancel my vacation plans. It looks horrible over there.
Mike, most manufacturers, they pre-ordered. So everything was already here in roughly September, October.
Okay.
Because they thought there was going to be this backlog. Nobody knew about the supply chain.
So you smell ripoffs.
So then. I smell, there are deals with smaller manufacturers. Where I find there are ripoffs are with these larger big brands and names, and I'll tell you where you find them.
Pete's phones.
Now, where you go, Mike?
Davidson's phones.
If you want to get a Dyson,
okay,
the Dyson you really want to get is not on sale, but the Dyson from two seasons ago that you know doesn't work as well as the new Dyson is on sale.
We are no longer a Dyson family. Well, we are a Shark family.
We have a Shark. It's a great value.
Not Dyson's fault, though. You cleaned a grill with your Dyson.
I cleaned a grill, and then somebody that's working here in my mansion sucked up something the dogs left, and it was horrible. I had to throw that one out, too. And nobody knew where it came from. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? It's a small house.
Came from Frankie's
ass. Where did this duty come
mouth?
From?
Yeah. Oh.
So that's one. Two, if you go and buy a big screen television, I was trying to upgrade what my parents had because just quick disclaimer, when it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Always
that 75-inch television we bought my parents on a Black Friday sale for $600, it only lasted 2 years.
Gone. Really? Was it a name brand or was
LG.
It one of those?
LG on the front, in the inside.
Fooey.
The components were not great. It's now, I remember telling them, I was like, Mom, I know that your vision's terrible, but the screen is black and white. There's no color. She goes, está bien, mijito. I said,
so
no,
how
it's
long
not.
Did the TV last?
2 years. I go online, I put in the serial number, and everybody's bitching about it. One star.
So it's just like that refrigerator that everybody
right.
was
it's
bitching
cheap,
about.
Right?
Yeah.
Cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You buy it cheap, it's not going to work. So so I say, Mom, we're going to hook you up. You gave me your credit card and your American Express points. We're going to give you a new TV, but you're going to pay for it because I can't afford it these days. So we're going to work this out. So we look online. The TV that she should get, Neo QLED, not the QLED, the Neo QLED, the new guy.
Is Neo the brand?
No, it's the Samsung Neo QLED.
Oh, Samsung.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You can buy
it. I mean, as TVs go, aren't they the gold standard for TVs?
In my eyes, yes.
I think so,
but
too.
But you can buy a TV for $600 or $500 or $434, whatever you want, on a Black Friday sale. But the new TV that's going to last you more than 2 years is full price.
Yeah, with the modern technology. Yeah.
So they discount the old bad panels, which are
basically what they always do. Yeah. They do it at Costco. They do it everywhere.
Yeah.
That's how they do it. That's how they roll with that.
I think Costco.
You know what you need? You need a Zenith.
Yeah.
I might switch to Vizio these days.
Quasar?
Vizio's a good TV. I put them in my bar.
Yeah.
I think they took them down, though, after I sold it.
I think, as a rule, Costco lists last year's products just standardly. That's how they get them cheap for TVs.
Every television in my home, there are two big ones, and I think both of them I purchased were last year's models.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you get a good discount.
Does Costco give you a 5-year warranty?
They do.
Yeah.
On everything?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and by the way,
not
Costco.
Not produce.
Oh, okay. I don't know enough
this
about
this. This asparagus that I bought last November.
So
is not the best I've ever seen.
Smells.
Because my brother and I were looking. He's like, buy it from Costco. They give you a 5-year warranty. I was like, when did this happen?
The electronics, you know, they do have that. Yeah.
You have to. I really think. Look, they are not a sponsor of our show, but I think that's kind of a go-to. First of all, you walk in there. They care about, you know, they're better.
Yeah,
they're better when you go in. It's the first thing you see. They have them set up, and they're you know, it's easy, and they're right there, you know. And if you snooze, some other effer picks it up and puts it in the back of his SUV.
And also, that's the way it works. They tend to research
in America.
They tend to research the products before they put them on the shelf because of their limited space. They want to make sure it's a better than average product.
Because when I called LG and I was like, "Hey, can you flip this display?" Because I remember saying, "You don't have to buy a new TV. You can get a new screen."
Mm-hmm.
The LG people said that I was out of warranty because we're going to our third year of this TV that was in our parents' house in their living room. And they said, well, you know, we could come out and repair it, but since the size of the screen is 75 inches, this is the caveat now. The larger the screen, the more expensive the repair. And the repair is going to be $1,500, which is a new television.
Yeah, a new good television.
A 55-inch television with a nice LCD screen repair costs roughly $500. Better than a new TV, right?
Mm-hmm. Almost.
But yeah, because a new TV, if you have a quality panel.
Yeah, it's just when you get above 500, you're getting close to replacing
it. It's the components, Mike. Yeah. The components of your television.
The components and the labor.
Yeah.
It's called LG. Those guys, they're a bunch of lazy goobers.
What? That's LG.
That's what it stands for.
You just gotta buy the premium ones.
Lazy goobers that do those repairs. That's a terrible. Yeah. Now listen, we're talking about TVs. I didn't get in a lot of clarity on real ripoffs. Maybe TVs, be careful.
Don't buy the cheap ones. They have the least quality in model.
We're in the market for a hat, though. We got something for you coming up next.
The latest bonus show has something for everyone, from the Badlands to Thunder Road and on the streets of Philadelphia to Atlantic City.
I think I've got a lot of questions.
I got a lot of answers.
You cut the turkey without me?
Do you like rock and roll, lady?
Wait, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
You make the turkeys? I thought God made the turkeys.
Oh, my God!
Were these turkeys born in the USA?
Papa says!
Yeah, I had twins one time.
Give a gift of the bonus show to those who have a hungry heart for comedy. It shows that you have a human touch for laughs. Gift a subscription today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Thank God for that!
Oh!
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh.
Let's talk about...
Let's talk about the one thing that might be missing from your daily routine, hydration.
Liquid IV fuels your everyday well-being by helping you stay hydrated. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins, and you're hydrating 2 times faster than water alone. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss the signs of dehydration, like overheating or perspiration. So it's even more important to stay hydrated. Hydration, as Jay would say, hydration.
You're a roast comic.
Hydration is also essential when traveling, so don't take a long-haul flight without Liquid IV. It's made with premium ingredients, and it's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's delicious. It's a great way to start your day. So, be like me. Drink Liquid IV. That rhymes. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. All right, so I'm not behind, right? One more segment
thing. This is the final segment.
Is
this the Town of Sound?
This is the Town.
Sorry, before we do the Town of Sound, what's the NFL big hat? Is that?
Commanders they're getting stupid because they've won some games now, and I think they're feeling a little cocky. They have a player named Brian Robinson who did the post-game press conference last Sunday, and he wore a big hat. Now, this looks like just a normal baseball hat, but it's probably 4 times bigger than Do you want to hold that up to the camera for Mike?
Actually, I sent to Mike as well.
Good.
All right, let me look. You don't have to get up.
And my fear is that this is going to become a thing. and it's just stupid.
I actually disagree.
And then Oscar says,
"I think it's hilarious.
It's a big hat."
I'm all about. I'm 100% into cartoon sized hats. I've been into cartoon sized anything for some time.
Yes.
And I'm not a prop comic. I just think it's funny when you find things that are cartoon size.
That you did look into purchase?
Yes. So
it's the stupidest thing lifetime that I have ever seen.
Big
hat. It's clown-like.
Yeah, but if I got one for Michael that was a Giants hat, you'd love it.
I wouldn't let him leave the house with this thing on. I'm sorry. I'm an old fart dad. Give me a breath. You know what? Fucking baseball caps. Forever. Then why have they? What do they screw with the gray? You know that hat you have on right now, Oscar?
Yes,
looks good on your head.
Yes.
You got the brim forward.
Old space.
What is this
inspiration
deal? They're functional.
Yeah.
They're supposed to keep the sun out of your eyes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
This keeps the sun out of everybody's eyes.
So
causing an eclipse.
Ridiculous.
I found the company. It's called Noggins. They were apparently on Shark Tank. I did not see that episode.
Hi, we're Noggins, and we're on Shark Tank.
They do put padding, like thick padding in the middle and make it like styrofoam or something.
Yeah, but it's
like
a real cartoon size hat.
I would love to see Barbara Corcoran in one of these.
And two things. NFL sent them a cease and desist because they don't have an NFL license
and
yet.
And it's all logoed up.
They don't have a contract with the Washington Commanders yet. Someone clearly just put a bunch of patches on here. But I believe this viral marketing was the breakout for this company.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it smart. It's still stupid.
People wear cheese heads. They do that. This is not a block of cheese on.
I want it to fail. I want it to fail. I'm sorry, Rob. I got totally.
That's all right. That's all right.
I got lost in the time. I apologize.
We can postpone a couple tapes until tomorrow, but there's two that are important that I get to.
Okay.
This is. Are you familiar with the name Paddy Pimbley?
No.
He is, and it's P-A-D-D-Y. He's a British UFC fighter, and he was captured on someone's Ring camera. Ringing the bell, asking for some hot water. And what's funny is it's an embarrassing situation he's in, but he's recognized right away by the lady that had the Ring camera. Paddy Pimbley was out and I was recognized. Here's his situation.
Hello?
My dog's just had like a sloppy outside. I was just wondering if you got some water. I don't want to leave it outside.
That's how you're about to.
It is.
Don't worry, I'll clean it.
You sure? I feel terrible. Know what I mean?
Terrible.
No, it's all right.
Thank you very much once again. I'm sorry about that. I hate doing stuff like that. That's why I knocked on.
Go on. I'll see you later. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
What a stand-up dude.
Yeah, it is. He wanted warm
water.
Really,
your dog has diarrhea in somebody's yard and you want to wash it down with hot water.
Yeah.
That is a stand-up dude right there. He'd never wear a big hat.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
Right.
And let's close with this. Speaking of hats, you know what you never hear? And you can see a lot of people around the round world talking about the United States during this World Cup mania. They never say, hey, Americans, they're smart. You just don't hear that.
Not anymore.
The trend right now on TikTok is someone plays the AC/DC song Back in Black on a guitar.
Okay.
And then the rhythm is provided by someone hitting them on the head while they're wearing a helmet. Now, we did something like this back at WJFK, mm-hmm. where we would put on a motorcycle helmet and hit each other with a hockey stick because, frankly, we had the time. But
we were
testing
it, too.
Yeah, this is a guy wearing... This is really good because this is a guy wearing the hat or helmet from a suit of armor. So you can't even see his face. He's just like a medieval knight playing guitar, and his wife is really letting him have it.
I wish they were a little more on meter, Rob.
I know. What bothers me is the fact... that it's an acoustic guitar. Let's have that one more time.
Yeah. My God.
Paddy Pimbley wouldn't do that. That's for sure.
No, but you know what would make that great is if that was a big hat.
Yes. A big hat. That's what we need.
That's all I got, Mike. That's all I got.
Big hat. Fruitcakes.
4 days. 4 days.
4 days.
It is how we keep this show going. Buy 100 of them. I want to make today the biggest day in our fruitcake sales. We are winding it down. Rob is going into the kitchens, this weekend. So get your fruitcake and get it today. If you do it the next 4 days, we want to just go nuts about that. Go buy a big hat. Buy a fruitcake. All right, I've yelled as much as Nikki Diamond on the show. I've got to go.
We'll have him tomorrow, too.
Very exciting. For Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, buy a fruitcake, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.